Our Bible,
然后我们要
to Matthew chapter 9.
我们一起来翻到马太福音的九章。
Okay, Matthew chapter 9. We're going to be briefly looking at three stories.
那马太福音九章，我们来看三个，简单看三个故事。
And these three stories are going to fall under three headings.
它有三个标题。
Life,
生命
sight, and sound.
生命光和声音，眼见和声音。
Under the story of, or the story about life, we're going to read about a man who had a little girl that was 12 years old.
在生命的这个故事里面，我们会看见有一个人，他有一个小女儿，有12岁。
And this little girl got very sick and she died.
她病得很厉害，以至于病死了。
But the Lord Jesus came to the house and he healed her, he raised her from the dead.
耶稣到了他的房间去，医治了他，把他从死里复活了。
We're going to call that life, new life, resurrection life.
我们把这个故事的取名呢叫生命，新的生命。
And then the Lord Jesus meets two blind men.
然后呢，耶稣碰到了两个瞎子。
And the Lord Jesus heals these blind men so that they can see.
然后耶稣医治了两个瞎子，让他们能够得见光明。
And we're going to call that sight.
我们管这个题目叫做眼见。
And then the Lord Jesus meets a man who cannot speak.
然后呢，耶稣看见一个人不能说话。
And the Lord Jesus heals him, and now he can speak.
耶稣医治了他，他可以说话。
And we're going to call that sound.
我们给这个故事起名叫声音。
So we got life, and we got sight, and we got sound.
我们有生命，有眼见，也有声音。
Okay. Now, let's read.
我们来读。
verse 23
of Matthew chapter 9. 马太九章23节。
When Jesus came into the ruler's house,And saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, he said to them, Make room for the girl, she is not dead, but sleeping, and they ridiculed him.
耶稣到了广会堂的家里，就看见有吹手，又有许多人乱嚷，就说退去吧，这闺女不是死了，是睡着了，他们就嗤笑他。
Okay. Now here's the story. This little girl has died, and it's the real deal. She is dead. There's no doubt about it.
这个女孩呢病以至于病死了，这是真的啊。这个她，完全已经死了。
Now in the culture of these people, whenever there's a death or a tragedy, if you don't have enough people to mourn, you actually hire people.You pay them to come and cry and wail and mourn.
在这个文化里呢，在当时的这个社会文化里呢，如果一家人呢过世了一个人呢，那如果这家人没有足够的人哭呢，他们甚至会请人来哭啊，请人到这个现场来哀伤。
You see this sometime on the news if there's a death in one of these countries over in the Middle East.You see all these people in the streets. Oh, they're crying, they're crying. You know.
你会在新闻里看见啊，尤其在中东，比如说家里有丧礼的，就会很多人趴在那哭啊哭啊哭。这个不一定都是他们家的。
See, it's very possible they don't even know the person that died. They have just been hired.
所以很有可能呢，他甚至连那个过世的人都不认识，他只是过来哭而已。
But in any situation, death is very sad.
但是不管任何一个情形里呢，死亡都是非常令人哀伤的事。
So when the Lord gets to this room where the little girl is, they're playing music and they're crying and everything. And the Lord Jesus said, "It's okay. She's not dead."
所以你可以想象这个场景，当耶稣进到这个房间里，这个小姑娘刚过世呢。那有很多的音乐，很多人在那哭，很多乱嚷。 然后耶稣就说呢，没有关系，他只是睡了，他没有死。
And they began to laugh, or they began to ridicule or mock him because they all knew that she was dead.
所以在场的人就开始都讥笑啊，嘲笑耶稣，因为每个人都知道这个小姑娘是死了。
Verse 25.
25节。
But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the little girl arose, and the report of this went out into all the land.
众人既被撵出，耶稣就进去，拉着闺女的手，闺女便起来了。于是这风声传遍了那地方。
Okay, so it's not a hard story to understand, but let's remember something. Dead people don't get up. That when you're dead, you just don't get up.
所以这不是一个难理解的故事，但是我们要记得一个很重要的点：死人就死了。他是不会再起来的。
But the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life, touched this little girl, and she rose from the dead.
但是那一个说我是生命，我是复活的主的，那一位他碰了这个女孩，他就从死里复活了。
Now, I want us to think for a minute, what kind of a spiritual...meaning could this be?
我想问大家呢，什么样的属灵的含义呢，会藏在这个故事里？
Okay, so we know that the little girl was dead and that the Lord Jesus raised her from the dead, but the Bible says that all of us as sinners are dead in trespasses and sins.
我们都知道这个女孩死了，但圣经告诉我们呢，我们作为罪人，每一个人都是死在罪恶过犯中的。
So the question is, if you and I, spiritually speaking, are dead in trespasses and sins, how could we ever be made alive?
所以问题是呢，当我们作为我们的灵已经在罪中死了，那我们怎么样才能活过来？
Well, the Bible is very clear that the only way spiritually to be made alive is to be born again.
圣经讲得非常清楚，那唯一的路让我们属灵的生命能够活过来就是重生。
This is not another physical birth, but this is a spiritual birth.
这不是一个肉体的身体的重新的重生，而是一个属灵的重生。
Okay, so what happens is this, when the sinner, you and I, realize we're dead and separated from God,God's plan is for us to accept the provision that God has made for our sins and for death that separates us.
所以我们当在最终和神分离了以后，因着罪，神的计划就是让我们接受他给我们为赎罪所预备的那个救恩。
Okay, so many of you in this room have seen yourself as the sinner,and seeing Jesus Christ on the cross dying for you and for your sins, and you've trusted him.
所以我们在座的很多人呢，已经看见了我们是一个罪人，也接受了耶稣呢，成为我们的救主，我们信靠他。
You believe that when he died for you personally.
你相信呢，当他死的时候呢，他是为了你个人死的。
And the Bible says, not only do we have our sins forgiven, but we have new life.
圣经说呢，不但我们得着这个罪的赦免，我们还得着一个新的生命。
When I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior, the man who helped me do that said to me, how would you like to have a new life?
当我得救重生的时候呢，那个帮助我得救的那个人问我，你怎么想得到一个新的生命？
And I knew I wanted a new life. I knew I did not like the life that I had.
我也真的在那个时候知道我需要一个新的生命，我不喜欢在那个时候我所过的那个生活。
So he said, well, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
所以他说呢，罪的工价就是死，罪的代价就是死，但是 神的恩赐就是借着耶稣基督给我们永生。
So, on that particular day, I told the Lord Jesus that I believed that he died for me and that I accepted him as my personal savior.
就在那个当天呢，我接受耶稣基督成为我个人的救主，我信靠了他。
And that day I was born again, and that day I got new life, spiritual life.
在那一天呢，我就重生了，在那一天我就得着了新的生命，属灵的生命。
That is the only way you can have new life. Only through Jesus. No other way.
这是唯一的路，通过耶稣基督，我们唯一的路，得着新的生命，没有其他的路。
I think I told some of you the other day, I talked to a lady last week. She said, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe Jesus is the only way.
对，我有一次跟另外一个姊妹讲的时候呢，她说我相信上帝，我相信耶稣，但是我不相信他是唯一的道路。
We sing a song every Tuesday here in the morning. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. But he said no one comes to the Father but by me.
所以我们每个周二上午都会唱一首圣诗，耶稣说他是道路、真理和生命，没有人能到父那里去，除非借着他。
So we're not going to spend our whole time on this, only to say that when the little girl had new life, was raised from the dead, we're going to call that you get a new start in life when you trust Jesus.
所以当我们借着这个故事，我们明白，当我们信靠耶稣的时候，我们就得着一个新生命的开始。
The Bible says that when we trust the Lord Jesus, we are a new creation.
圣经说呢，当我们信靠耶稣的时候，我们就是一个新造的人了。
You get a new life, a new start in life.
你有一个新的生命，或者说一个生命里的新的开始。
We are guaranteed to go to heaven, but we have a life on earth that we need a new life for before we go to heaven.
我们信靠耶稣，我们是确据有了去了天堂的确据。但在这之前呢，我们在这地上呢，也需要有一个新的生活。
The Christian life is not just okay. Jesus, my Savior.Now I go live any way I want to, and at the end I go to heaven. No, 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 it's not like that.
基督徒的生命不是这样说，好，我现在信靠主了，我现在以后知道我去会去天堂了，我现在爱去哪去哪，不是这个意思。
In John chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said that the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
所以约翰福音十章说，耶稣说呢，盗贼来无非是偷窃、杀害和毁坏，耶稣来是要叫羊得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
So I want to ask you the question today.
所以我今天要问大家一个问题。
Now don't raise your hand. I don't want you to raise your hand, but I want you to think in your mind.
我不需要大家举手，但是我需要大家在心里去思想。
Do you have new life?
你有一个新的生命吗？
Yes. Is there a time when you were born again into the family of God?
是不是有这样的一个时刻，你重生在神的家呢？
That is the first thing you need to do if you're not a Christian. That's the first thing. Trust the Lord Jesus to be your Savior.
这是第一件你需要做的事情，就信靠耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Okay. Now, notice this word right here, sight.
第二个呢，就是眼见。
Okay. And let's look at verse 27.
我们看27节。
When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him.
耶稣往前走，在那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他。
Okay.We're going to come back to this story and we're going to have our Bible lesson there. But let me just say that the two blind men, when they are healed, says that not only do we get a new life, but we get a new sight, new eyes.
所以我们等会儿回到这个故事的细节。但我们知道呢，这两个瞎子呢，他不但得到新的生命，他还看见了，他有新的眼睛，眼见。
Now what I mean is that we have a new way of looking at things.
我的意思是说呢，我们有一个新的看问题的角度了。
When I became a Christian, I could hardly believe that the whole world looked different now.
当我成为基督徒以后呢，我甚至不敢相信，哎，整个世界我现在看它的角度完全不一样，它完全不同了。
What I mean by that is, the way I understood life, the way I saw life and the purpose of life and saw what how people were living and things like that, it was all different now.
我的意思是呢，我在这之前我看生命，我觉得生命的意义的所有这些点呢，现在看起来在我得救之后呢，都完全不一样了。
I had a new perspective on life.
我有一个生命的不同视角。
All of a sudden, I began to see life like Jesus wants us to see life.
我就突然之间我就有了一个耶稣希望我们有的那个看生命的视角。
It's just like I was looking through the eyes of the Lord Jesus now.
我就像呢，我穿过耶稣的眼睛在看这个世界。
And when I saw my family and I saw my friends, and they did not believe in the Lord Jesus, my heart was heavy. I saw them different now than I ever saw them before.
当我看我的朋友、我的亲人，他们没有信靠主的那一些呢，我现在心里就会充满了负担，我就完全和以前的想法是不一样。
Even my work, when I went to work, that was different for me. A new life, but a new ambitions in life, new goals in life.
即使我的工作，在我得救之后，我再去看我的工作呢，也是完全不同的，不同的目的，甚至不同的未来的想法。
Before I became a Christian, I was gambling for a living, to make my money, a gambler.
在我得救之前呢，我是靠赌博来赚钱的。
And sometimes when you gamble, you have lots of money, and sometimes when you gamble, you have no money.
当你赌博的时候呢，有的时候你会有很多的钱，有的时候你就完全没有钱。
You win and lose.
你一会儿赢，一会儿输。
Yeah.But when I became a Christian, I went back to my job, which was in the sheet metal work, heating and air conditioning.
所以当我得救以后呢，我就回到我正常的工作上去了。这是一个机械类的，做那个取暖设备的这些一个方面的工作。
And in August of 1970, when I went back to my job to work, guess how much money I made every week?
在1970年，当我得救之后，我回到我那个工作上，你猜我一周赚多少钱
？$75。
$75。
Every week.
每一周。
And I would spend $75 on drinks in one night when I was gambling.
当我赌博的时候呢，$75大概就是我一晚上的酒钱。
But $75 was enough.When I'm not gambling and smoking and drinking and partying, I have lots of money now.
但是$75一个礼拜呢，对我是已经非常的足够了。当我不赌了，也不抽烟了，也不喝酒了，也不搞 party 了，也不搞这些事儿，就非常够了。
Matter of fact, at the end of the week, I had money left over.
事实上呢，一周结束以后，我还剩了钱了。
See, I'm seeing life differently now.
所以我现在看生活它是完全不同的角度。
I know that money and cars and houses and all of that, that is not the happy life. It's Jesus in your heart. That's the happy life.
所以我意识到呢，车子也好，房子也好，钱也好，它不是那个喜乐的源头、源泉、动力，而是里面的主耶稣。
Okay. So, we're going to say we have new life, and then we have new sight. I see things all different now.
所以我们有两个故事过去了，有一个是新的生命，一个是新的不同的视角。
But then we're going to have new sound.
我们看不同的声音。
Let's look at verse
32. 32节。
And they went out, and behold, they brought him a man mute and demon possessed. That's
他们出去的时候，有人将鬼所附的一个哑巴带到耶稣跟前来。
And when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke.
鬼被赶出去，哑巴就说出话来。
And everybody said, "We've never seen anything like this."
众人都很稀奇，说我们从来在以色列中没有见过这样的事。
So here's my point: new life, spiritual life, new sight.Spiritual sight, new sound, spiritual sounds.
所以这就是我的点哈，新生命，属灵的生命，新的眼见，属灵的眼见，新的声音，属灵的声音。
You get a new vocabulary when you become a Christian.
所以你的这个字母表都变了，当你成为基督徒。
You start using words you never used before.
你开始用一些你从来都不用的词了。
Or if you used the name of God or Jesus before, it was in a wrong way. Now you can use it in the right way.
比方说呢，你以前提到神、提到耶稣都是一个错误的角度、方式、场合，你现在开始正确的明白他的意思。
My wife and I taught the Bible in a Ontario school system for 9 years, right in the classroom.
所以我们我太太和我在安大略省一个学校体系里面呢教圣经教了9年，我们就直接进到教室去教圣经。
Every week we went to 5 different schools and 17 different classes every week.
所以每一周呢，我们要在5个不同的学校。17个不同的班级里讲圣经。
So we go right into a classroom just like this, and Ann would take grades and up through 4, 1, 2, 3, and I would take 4, 5, and 6. Yeah.
然后呢，我和 Ann 呢，我们会一起去这个学校。那 Ann 一般是教1、2、3年级呢，我教4、5、6年级。
Yeah. And we would have a Bible study, and the teacher would be sitting at her desk.
那我们会一起来学习圣经。当时的老师他就会坐在边上。
And the students were sitting at their desk.
然后学生们就坐在他自己的位置上。
Okay, so that was great. In one school, one day, the principal of that school, asked me, if I would meet him in his office, he wanted to talk with me.
那有一天在学校呢，这个校长就问我能不能去他办公室，他想跟我谈一谈。
So I went into his office and talked with him, and that day, that man became a Christian. He wanted to know, how can I become a Christian?
所以他找我去谈了一下午呢，在那一天，这个人，这个校长，他自己成为基督徒。
He became a Christian that day.
他自己也想知道，如何成为基督徒。
Probably, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks later, I'm at that school.
大概2周之后呢，我又去了那个学校。
And the secretary, that's the principal's secretary, saw me in the hall and said, "Can I talk to you?"
然后呢，这个校长的秘书在那个走廊里见到我以后，他也问我，我能不能跟你也聊一聊。
I said, "Yes. What do you want?"
我说好啊，你想要说什么
？She said.What did you do to Mr. Wilson? Mr. Wilson was the principal.
我说你对 Wilson 先生做什么了
？I said, well, I don't know. What do you mean?
我说我不知道，你什么意思呢
？She said his vocabulary has completely changed.
他说他的字母表啊，他的词汇表都已经完全不同了，他用了完全不同的词汇。
I guess he had a very, vulgar, crude vocabulary. But she said, since you were here, he doesn't say any of those words anymore.
那也许这个校长之前呢，话语可能比较粗鲁，比较生硬啊。然后自从他去聊过以后，好像就变得很柔和了。
Okay, now, let me tell you the rest of the story. The rest of the story is, I didn't know.That he had a vulgar vocabulary. I didn't know that.
那我们实际上呢，在这之前，我根本都不知道 他在校长在这之前其实是个说话非常粗鲁的人。
And so consequently, I did not say to him, now that you're a Christian, you shouldn't talk like that. I didn't say that.
所以我跟他讲话的所有的这个时间里，我从来没有讲说，哎，你现在是个基督徒了，你现在不能再说粗鲁的话了。
You see, this is the reality of being a born again Christian.
但这是一个事实，这是一个自然的结果。当你是一个真正的重生得救的基督徒的时候
，You get new life，
你会有一个新的生命
，abundant life，You get new sight，
新的眼见
，You see things different，
你看事情都不一样
，You get new sounds from your mouth，
你会有一个新的声音从你嘴巴里
，Praises of God，
出来的都是赞
美，Not the curses of men，
而不是咒诅人。
Now I'm going to ask you the question，
那我现在问你们一个问题。
Do you have new life?
你有一个新的生命吗?
Do you have new sight?
你有新的眼见吗?
Do you have new sounds?
你有新的声音吗?
Because that's the evidence of a life in Christ being born again.
这是在基督里重生的生命会有外在的表显的证据。
And you know, that won't be just for 1 week or 1 year or 10 years. That is for the rest of your life.
这不是说短暂的一个时间，仅仅持续一周、一个月、一年，这是要在你一生当中的改变。
That new life and that new sight and that new sound is just going to get better and better and better as you walk with Jesus.
当你跟随主同行，跟随耶稣同行的时候呢，你的新的生命，你的新的眼见，新的声音只会变得越来越好，越来越丰盛。
Okay, now we're going to go back and learn what happened to these two blind men.
好，我们现在回到圣经的原文来看，对这两个瞎子到底发生了什么
？Okay, we're going to read, and no sense in me reading long, 27 through 31. If you want to read around, I don't care.
我们一节一节顺着读下去，从27节读到31节。耶稣从那里往前走，有两个瞎子跟着他，喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他眼前跟前。耶稣说：“你们信我能做这事吗？”他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说：“照着你们的信，给你们成全了吧。”
他们的眼睛就开了。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们说：“你们要小心，不可叫人知道。”
他们出去，竟把他的名声传遍了那地方。
Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to suggest that when you read your Bible, you try to put yourself in the story as though you were there.
所以我给大家一个建议，当你读圣经的时候呢，你要尝试把自己放在那里，好像你就在现场一样。
Sometimes we read our Bible way too fast. We miss it.
所以有的时候我们读圣经读太快
Miss the point.
所以我们把一些很重要很有用的点就丢了
Now it's good to read through your Bible and you can't go too slow or you'll never get through it but it's also good to slow down and study your Bible
所以快速的泛读当然是有好处的但是我们总是还是会需要慢下来来精读一遍圣经
Now, we're going to read very slow, and you watch verse 27.
我们要很慢地来读，你们来看27节。
When Jesus departed from there.
耶稣从那里往前走。
Okay, we're going to read that very slow.
我们非常慢。
We're going to think about what we read.
我们来想一想我们读到了什么。
When he departed from where?
从那里走。当他从那里往前走。
Jairus' house, right?
是从雅鲁的家。
Where the little girl was.
就是那个小女儿死了的那个人的家。
Okay.
是从那里走的。
So that's where he's coming from.
这是他来的地方，他起始的地方。
Look at the next phrase. Two blind men followed him.
有两个瞎子跟着他。
Two blind men followed him.
有两个瞎子跟着他。
How did they do that?
他们为什么要跟着他？They're answering me.
I didn't hear. How did they do it? How did they follow Jesus?
Yeah, because they hear Jesus healed Jairus' daughter.
Okay. Maybe they did. It's very possible because in verse 26 said the report of this went out into all the land. So everybody in town, everybody knew Jairus' daughter is alive.
26节是风声传遍那地方，因为每个人都说，都会说， 哎呀，这雅鲁的女儿死活了。
So maybe the two blind men heard that, right?
也许这两个瞎子也听见了。
I'm going to ask the question one more time.
我要再问。
How did two blind men follow Jesus? How did they do that?
他们两个是怎么跟着他？
They are blind.
他们是瞎子。
She wanted to get a treatment.
She wants to get healed. I think she wants to
get healed. Want to get help from Jesus.
Right? Very good. That's exactly what they want. But I'm asking you, if you are blind, how are you going to follow anybody? How are you going to do that?
Somebody help him. Somebody.
Where? Where's the somebody? Nobody there.
Ideally.
It is a mystery, right?
Now,
there are many stories of blind men in the Bible, but all of the other stories, somebody is helping them.
所以在圣经里有很多，福音书里有好几个这个瞎子的故事，但其他几个故事里都是有人在帮他们的。
On one occasion, the disciples bring this blind man and they say to the Lord Jesus, would you heal him please?
那有一个故事里呢，是门徒把这个瞎子带到耶稣面前去的。
On another occasion, there's a blind man sitting by the road and somebody said, Jesus is coming by, now's your chance, you better call on Jesus.
另外一个例子呢，就是耶稣要路过那个城门口了，有瞎子坐在那儿，然后边上人跟他说，哎，耶稣要来了，你赶紧要叫啊，要叫。
Okay. So they're all getting help, right?
啊，他们都有人帮助。
But we don't know anybody that's helping these people, not in this story. We don't know exactly how they did that.
我们知道在这个故事里我们根本看不见有任何人在帮助他，我们不知道他们怎么做到的。
We can only suspect that when they heard that Jesus raised the little girl, that maybe somebody said, Jesus is coming this way, and he's in the street right now. Maybe you should see if you could find him.
所以我们能够想象的就是 耶稣做了那么大的雅鲁女儿的神迹之后，他们俩听见了这个瞎子，然后有人告诉这个瞎子呢，现在耶稣来了，他就在路当中，你去找他。Nobody
is holding their hand, not in this story.
至少在这个故事里没有人拉着他们的手。So
I see these two blind men, just like Long and I up here, and they're trying to find the Lord.
两个瞎子就自己手挽着手啊，就是努力想去找这个主。
Okay. So that's the reason I say don't read your Bible too fast. If you say, oh, two blind men follow Jesus, how did that happen?
所以我就说呢，我们读圣经不要太快的意思就是，就在这里你说你会马上快就想两个瞎子跟着耶稣怎么跟呢？没办法跟。
We know that they did more than follow him.
那我们也知道呢，他们不但跟着，还做了更多的。Notice
in verse 27 that the two blind men followed him, crying out and saying.
有两个瞎子就喊叫说。
Now, there are two words. You'll notice that on your outline. They were crying and they were saying.
所以有两个词在这儿，有喊叫。我们在这个单章上有喊叫和说。
These are two different words.
这是两个不同的词。
The point is not that they were weeping. They were not shedding tears. They were crying out with their voice.
所以这里不是说他在流泪，他在哭哈。这个 crying 这个喊叫是他的声音放响了。
Now, here's a question for you. Do you have, in China, or wherever you are from, do you have a bird called a crow? Crow. Black bird.
Black bird. Okay. 有一个这种鸟叫乌鸦。
Yeah? And they go, ka, 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 ka. Like that? Yeah?
中国
crow.We call that a crow. Okay. You see this word, crying? That's what that word means. To make a sound like a crow.
对，所以这个 cry 这个词啊，就像就是词根就是从乌鸦那个词来的，就是大声的叫啊，就像乌鸦那样大声的叫。
When my wife and I lived in Sault Ste. Marie, we had a big tree in our backyard.
我和我太太住在另外一个地方的时候呢，我们在后院里啊有一棵特别高的树。
And two crows made a nest in that tree.
两个大乌鸦呢在那个树顶上做了一个窝。
And it wasn't long until they had a family.
然后很快呢他们就有了一个家。
They had three little crows.
然后生了三个小乌鸦。
Now we got five.
然后有五个乌鸦了。
And they think their job is to make noise all day long.
所以他们认为呢，他们的工作就是每天制造噪音。
嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎嘎！
到处叫，到处叫。
All day long. See? So I said to my wife, "I'm from Mississippi. I know how to fix that."
我跟我太太说呢，我是从密西西比来的，我知道怎么修理它。
So I go get my gun.
然后我就去拿了我的枪。
I load my gun.
然后我就上膛。
And I know how to stop crows from going, ka, 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 boom!
我知道怎么样让这个声音。
Silence.
我就开一枪就没声音了。
My wife said, you can't do that.
我太太说你不能这么做。
So I didn't do it.
所以我其实没有做。
But I wanted to do it.
我很想做。
That's the meaning of that word. It's a word that means there is a noise and it is repetitive. It goes on and on.
所以这个就是这个词的意思。它是一个特别响的声音，然后呢，它不停地说，一遍一遍不停地说一个意思。
对。So these blind men were not calling like crows. They didn't go ka ka ka.
所以这些两个瞎子呢，不像乌鸦那样咔咔咔的使劲叫。
But we know what they were saying. We know that.
我们知道他在叫的内容是什么。
They were saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us."
说大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
Now here's the way you must understand.
这是这个你要理解的方式啊。
They can't see Jesus, somehow they're following him down the road.
他们见不到耶稣，但某种方式呢，他们还真的在路上跟随了他。
Jesus is not speaking to them, and maybe they don't even know if he's really there, but they're speaking to Jesus.
所以耶稣不让人不要去传他的事啊，但是他知道，这两个人知道耶稣在那里，所以他虽然他们见不到。
And in light of this context, they didn't just say one time, Jesus, son of David, would you have mercy on us?
所以在这个上下文我们知道呢，他们不是说只说了一遍这个话，说大卫的子孙啊，你可怜我吧。
They kept saying.
他不停地说，不停地说。
Son of David, son of David, have mercy on us. Son of David, have mercy on us. It just went on and on and own.
所以你可以想象这个场景，就是说大卫的子孙，大卫的子孙，大卫的子孙，你可怜我吧，你可怜我吧，他是一停的不停的讲啊讲啊讲。
Who told them that he was the son of David?
谁告诉他们耶稣是大卫的子孙？
How did they know that?
他们怎么知道？
Well, who is the son of David anyhow?
谁是大卫的子孙？不管怎么样，谁是大卫的子孙？
In the Old Testament, God promised that one day a king was going to come to Israel, and he was going to be from the line of King David, and he was going to be called the son of David, the king of Israel.
所以在旧约，神应许以色列人会有一天会有一个真正的王来，这个王是从以色列的支派是大卫的支派出来的，所以他会被称为大卫的子孙。
Now this is where the story gets really, really interesting.
这是这个故事变得非常有意思的点。
When the writers that are talking about the Messiah, the King, it says certain things the King would do to prove that he is the King of Israel.
当作者写这个弥赛亚的这个时候，这个耶稣的时候，他会说他要有一些事情来证明他就是那个要来的救世主。
One of the things he was going to do is heal the brokenhearted.
那有一件事他诸多事情之一呢，就是他医治伤心的人。
The dead would be raised.
是让人从死里复活。
Those that are blind would receive their sight.
那些瞎眼的会得看见。
These were the credentials of the Messiah.
这就是证明那
the son of
那个人就是弥赛亚，弥赛亚就是大卫的子孙。
It is very possible that these blind men heard that Jesus had raised Jairus' daughter.
所以非常可能这两个瞎子听说了耶稣医治了雅鲁的女儿，让他死。
And they would know that if he could raise Jairus' daughter, he could also give sight to the blind.
因为他们知道，如果他能把雅鲁的女儿从死里复活，他就能够医治那个瞎子。
They've never seen him yet. They've never talked to him yet. They're going by faith. That's all they're going on. And they're saying, Son of David, have mercy on us.
所以他们没有跟耶稣说话，他们也没有去，更没有见到他。他们是怀着信心来到耶稣面前，喊说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我。”
Okay, so what were they asking for?
他们要的是什么
？Mercy，
怜悯。
Mercy，
怜悯。
What is mercy？
怜悯是什么
？In its most basic form, the word mercy means kindness.
所以在最基础的这个意思里面呢，怜悯就是。对他好了，就是。
You know what they're saying? They're saying, Son of David, would you show kindness to us? Would you be kind to us?
就说大卫的子孙能不能施一点恩赐恩典给我。
Let me pause in our story just for a minute.
我们在这个故事里先停一小会儿。
The nation of Israel had their king killed by the Romans. Jesus was crucified.
整个以色列人呢，他们的王啊，就是耶稣，他被罗马人杀了。
But Jesus now has mercy, shows kindness to all who believe in him.
耶稣呢，现在他的恩怜悯就给了一切信靠他的人。
You will never meet a kinder person, a more compassionate person, a more loving person than the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior. You never meet anybody more loving.
你不可能再在地上找到比耶稣更和蔼、更有爱、更有恩典的这样的一个人了。
Now, mercy is something very interesting, this kindness that Jesus shows. Very interesting, mercy.
所以耶稣给出来的这样的恩典是非常有意思的。
We are told that the mercies of God endure forever.
因为我们知道神的怜悯啊是存到永远的。
But we're also told that the mercies of God are new every morning.
我们也知被告知呢，神的恩典，神的怜悯呢，每一天都是新的。
So here's the way this goes.
这个是这么来做的，我们来这么解释。
This morning I got the mercies of God.
今天早晨我有一个神的怜悯了。
And tomorrow morning I'm going to get more mercies of God.
第二天呢，我有更多的怜悯。
And the next morning I'm going to get more mercies of God.
第三天呢，
我有更多。And more mercies of God.
第四天有更多。
And all these mercies are forever.
这些都是存到永远的。
If you could invest your money like that, you'd really like that. I think that's called compound interest or something like that.
如果你要有这样的钱，你会特别喜欢的。我觉得这就是复利的意思。
You're just getting better and more, and it just keeps going, compounding. Can you imagine at the end of our life how many mercies we're going to have?
你能想象到我们生命的结束的时候，你会有多少的怜悯在身上？
Have you ever asked the Lord to be merciful to you?
你有没有跟主说，哎呀，怜悯我吧？
To show kindness to you.
给我恩典。
These two blind men did.
这两个瞎子真的这么做了。
Okay, let's go back to our story.
我们回到故事里。
In verse 28,
在28节呢,
it says, and when Jesus had come into the house,
耶稣进了房子。
God asked, we're not reading too fast, right? We're just reading slow. When Jesus had come into the house.
我们读的不是很快啊，那耶稣进了房子。
Okay, ready? What house?
什么房子？
Whose house?
谁的房子
Yeah.
Somebody's. Now, we know, according to Luke chapter 9, the Lord Jesus said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests. But the Lord Jesus said, I have no place to lay my head. Jesus never owned a house.
那我们都知道路加的九章里面讲过呢，那个狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子就是耶稣却没有枕头的地方，所以他耶稣从来没有过一个自己的房子。
This is not Jesus' house.
这不是他的房子。
He doesn't own this house.
他也不可能有这套房子。
But I know something about this house already.
但我关于这个房子我已经知道了一些事情。
That house was open for Jesus to come into it.
啊，这个房子呢是随时欢迎耶稣进来的。
You see what I mean about slowing down and read your Bible?
你现在知道为什么我们要慢慢来读圣经了。
Somebody said, Jesus, you are welcome in our house. You could come to our house if you wanted to.
因为有的人会说呢，耶稣啊，我们的欢迎你到我的房子里来，我非常愿意你来。
If Jesus were to come to your house today and knock on the door,Would you let him in?
如果今天耶稣要来到你的家，敲你的门，你会不会让他进去呢？
You say, well, you're just making this up. It wouldn't be a true story.
你会说，哎呀，你就在这讲一讲，不是一个真的故事。
I'm talking about spiritually speaking.
所以其实我是在讲属灵的意思。
Can anybody think of a Bible verse where Jesus is knocking on the door?
有没有人想过这样的一节圣经，耶稣在外面敲门？
Revelation chapter 3,
启示录的三章，
and verse 20,
二十节。
Revelation chapter 3.And verse 20.
启示录三章二十节。
Okay. Once everybody finds that, we'll get one person to read it for us.
如果大家都看见了呢，我们找一个人帮我们读一下。
看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Okay, in that verse, it says, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock.
在这节里呢，耶稣说，我就站在门外叩门。
If anyone opens the door,
任何开门的人，
I will come in.
我就会进来。
Then he says, we will have supper together.We will have a meal together. We will get to know one another.
然后他说呢，我们会在一起坐席，一起吃饭，我们要彼此认识。
The first time that I was at Lung's house, I saw a picture hanging on the wall in his house.
第一次，周弟兄在我家的时候，看到我墙上有一幅画。
I hope I got the right house. You got that picture right. Okay. And there was a picture...of the Lord Jesus standing at a door and he is knocking on the door.
那幅画的内容呢就是耶稣站在门外在那叩门。
If you ever go to his house, you look very carefully at the picture.
如果你有机会去见那幅画的时候你要仔细看那幅画的细节。
You will know something very interesting if you look closely at that picture.
如果你仔细的看呢你会在这个画里看见有一些很有意思的点。
There is no door handle on the outside of that door, only on the inside of that door.
在那幅画里面呢，门外是没有门把手的。
So in other words, you cannot open that door from the outside. And that's where Jesus is knocking.
所以呢，换句话说呢，你不能从外面开这扇门。这就是为什么耶稣在敲门。这扇门的门把手只在里面。
And so the person inside has to make a decision. Will I open the door and let the Lord Jesus in the house, or will I just let him keep knocking?
所以呢，在门里的人他有选择的权利，他必须做这样的一个选择：我是开这个门让他进来呢，还是让他站在门外不停地敲？
We see the grace of God in this verse.
所以我们看见神的恩典啊，从这节经文。
Jesus says, "I stand at the door and knock."
耶稣说呢，我站在门外叩门。
That word "stand" is in what we call the present active voice.
所以我们站的这个词呢，它是一个是主动的，而且是现在的声音。
He did not say, I stood at the door. That would have been past tense.
对，所以他是现在时，那他没有说我过去在敲。
And he did not say, I am going to stand at the door. That would have been future.
他也没有说呢，我未来会站在那。
He used the present tense, but the word stand means I'm always standing here.
然后呢，他用的是现在时，而且这个“站”这个词是表明他一直站在那。
Jesus has been standing at the door of your life ever since you were born on earth.
所以耶稣是站在你的生命的门外呢，从你出生的那一刻开始就站在那。
He's knocking.
他在敲门，他一直在敲门。
Standing.
他就站在那敲门。
Standing through the storms of life, knocking.
他穿过那个风
暴。Standing through sicknesses.
穿过疾病。
Standing through every phase of your life, Jesus is standing and he is knocking.
穿过你生命中的一切的信心的时刻，他就站在那里。
But then it says, if any man hears my voice,
然后他会说呢，任何人听见我的声音。
How do we hear the voice of Jesus?
我们怎么能听见耶稣的声音呢？
Reading his word.
就是读他的话。
Reading his word. Jesus said, I'm standing. If anybody hears my voice.
耶稣说呢，我站在那儿，有谁听到我的声音吗？
And Jesus is saying, I love you. I died for you. I want to give you a new life. I want to take you to heaven one day. It is my plan for you. Please open the door. Please open the door and let me come in. That's what he's saying.
所以耶稣说呢，我爱你，我为你死了，我要把你从罪中救赎出来，我要成为你的救主，请开门啊！这是他一直在门口讲的话。
It would be a tragedy for a person to hear the Lord Jesus knocking at the door of their life and keep rejecting and keep rejecting and one day die and never let Jesus into their heart.
所以这是一个很忧伤的悲剧啊，就如果一个人他一直听了耶稣的敲门，然后他一直不开门，一直不开门，直到他在地上死了，他就没有机会再去开这扇门的时候，就非常的悲哀。
So he's standing and he's knocking and he's speaking. But you have to open the door. There's no handle on the outside. He is not going to open that door. You've got to open.
你会看见的，他站在外面，他也敲门，他也说话，但他唯独有一件事他不做，因为他没有门把手，他要把选择权交在你的手里。
Okay, let's go back to Luke 15.
好，我们回到路加的。马太的。
That was the other session. Matthew chapter 9.
马太的九章。
So in verse 28, and when he had come into the house.
然后他进到了房子。
If your house, if you love the Lord Jesus, and your house is open for the Lord Jesus to come into your house, you never know who else might come to your house.
如果你爱耶稣，你让耶稣进到你的房子，你也永远不知道谁还会进这个房子。
You see, not only did the owner of that house have the privilege that day of Jesus coming into his house, but he had two other guests that day.
所以你会看见这个房子的主人那一天不但有这个荣幸呢，耶稣来到他的房间里。
Did you see that?
还有两个陌生人，你看见。
Verse 28.
28节。
The blind man came to him.
瞎子来了。
Now, we got the same problem that we had when Jesus is on the road in front of the house.
我们有这样同样的麻烦啊，就是当耶稣在那个路上。
We don't know how the blind man were following him then, and now we don't know how the blind man get into this house. We don't know how.
瞎子怎么跟着耶稣，我们也不知道瞎子怎么就跟着还进了房子。
Maybe, because Jesus had not said anything. There's no conversation. Jesus didn't say, I'm going into the next house here in case you want to know. He didn't say that.
耶稣也没有说我现在进那个房子了，耶稣没有这么说。
So, maybe a friend said,
也许一个朋友
he, the next gate, there's a fence, the next gate, go in there, Jesus went into that house.
也许一个朋友
maybe, I don't know.
也许我不知道，或者说，哎，下一个门，跨过那个栅栏，耶稣进了那个房间。
Okay. But think about this. So there's a knock at the door. You go to the door and the Lord Jesus, you say, oh, I am so glad. Please come in, come in.
然后耶稣敲门啊，你开了门，哦，耶稣来了，哦，太好了，你进来，进来。
And then right behind Jesus comes these two blind men.
然后呢，在耶稣
后面。They're coming.
耶稣后面跟进来两个瞎子。
And I said, well, hold it, boys. That's far enough. Only Jesus here. Not blind men in my house. Sorry. Close the door.
然后你可以想，然后你说啊，停一下，这个你我只让耶稣进来的，不没说让瞎子进来啊。谢谢你，我把门关上了。
You see, we might think we're not like the blind people. We're a little bit better in society than those poor, smelly blind people.
我们也许会常常这么想，我们会比那个 可怜的那个甚至有身上有味道的那个瞎子会还好一点。
It's kind of interesting, we pick and choose who we want to come into our house, you know.
是有意思的是呢，我们常常会对那个愿意或谁能来我们家的人呢，我们会常常会做一些选择。
You wouldn't go home tonight and open all of the doors in your house and all of the windows in your house and go to bed and say, let's just see who comes in tonight.
你一定不会这么做，你回到你的家，你把你的门窗都打开，然后你躺在床上说，来想一想今天晚上谁能进来。
That would be not too smart, right?
这肯定不是很聪明的做法。
But so we pick and choose. If I see some poor person, street person, bad person out on the street, I don't want them in my house. No, no, no.
如果我们会还是会有挑选的。我们说看见一些穷的或者很糟糕的人在路上，我们说哎呀，我不想他来我家。
If your house is open to Jesus, then anybody that is seeking Jesus should be welcome in your house.
如果你的家是向耶稣开放的，那任何寻求耶稣的人呢，他也会应该要进来，要他你的房子也是向他开放的。
No matter what they look like, or no matter what they smell like, or how they act,
不管他看起来像什么
样，Our houses should be open to help them find Jesus.
不管他是怎么样的人，那只要他是寻求耶稣的，我们的房子总是既向耶稣敞开，也是向他们敞开。
So, in this little story, we didn't get very far yet, but we got two blind men following Jesus. Jesus goes in the house. Now they're in the house with Jesus.
那这个小故事呢，我们还没有走太远呢，我们已经看见了有个人把耶稣引到他自己房子里，然后呢，两个瞎子跟进来。
And now, all of a sudden, Jesus is going to speak.
然后呢，耶稣突然就开始说话了。
He hasn't said anything up until this point, but he is going to speak. And we find this in verse 28 again.
然后28节我们看见。
Jesus said to them,
耶稣说,
Do you believe that I am able to do this?
你们信我能做这事吗?
They've been out on the road and they've been saying, Son of David, have mercy, Son of David, have mercy. And I can only imagine they followed him all the way down the street, all the way into the house, and they're coming through the door. Guess what they're saying? Son of David, have mercy, have mercy. Finally, Jesus turns around and says, Do you believe I'm able to do this?
所以你可以想象那个场景。他们在路上就开始一直喊，喊的一样的内容，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。耶稣进了房子，他们跟着，一定也还在喊。然后耶稣突然转身，问他们，你们信我能做这事吗？
One thing we could say about these two blind men, they are persistent.
有一件事我能说，这两个瞎子，他们是非常持续的，就非常坚持的。
However long that road was, or however much time it took them, they never gave up. They kept asking Jesus for mercy.
那不管那条路走多长，时间有多久，他们一点从来没有放弃，他们就一直要耶稣的帮忙。
Let's suppose they walk one block.And they're following Jesus, and they're saying, Mercy, please, Son of David, have mercy. No answer. One block, they walk.
如果假设呢，我们猜他们跟着主走了一个 block, 一条街的路，一直喊这个话，然后耶稣没有回答，那就走开了。
Maybe they think, maybe he's not even there. We don't even know how to follow him. But for one more block, they're walking.Jesus, have mercy, Son of David, have mercy, have mercy. Another block now, they're calling out.
也许呢，这个时候他们说，哎，我们不知道他在哪啊，我们再喊，再跟着一条街，啊，他还是喊一样的内容。
They are not giving up.
啊，他们一直的喊下去，他们没有放弃。
Some way, somehow, they get in this house. We don't even know how they get in this house, but they are there.
啊， 某种方式他们进到这个房子，我们甚至不知道他们怎么进去的。
And now for the first time, the Lord Jesus responds to their request.
然后呢，第一次耶稣开始回应他们的要求。
Do you believe I'm able to do this?
你相信我能做这事吗？
They said yes.
他说是的。
I mean, what are they going to say? Think about it. No, they're not going to say no.
他们不会说不，我不信。
They're there because they believe he can do it.
因为他们来就是因为他们相信耶稣能做。
But you see, he wants them to say it. He wants them to exercise faith. Do you believe I am able to do this? And they said, yes, we believe you are able.To do this.
所以耶稣是需要他们讲出来，是要他们把这个信心显出来，所以问他你们相不相信。
Let's take a little break here for a minute and let me ask you another question.
我们先稍微停一下，我来问大家另外一个问题。
Do you believe that Jesus is able to meet your needs?
你相不相信耶稣能够响应你的需要呢？
Do you believe that Jesus can heal a broken heart?
你相不相信耶稣能医好一颗伤受伤的心呢？
Do you believe that Jesus is able to restore a marriage?
你相不相信耶稣能够重修把一个破碎的婚姻重修好呢？
Do you believe that Jesus is able to bring the parents and the children together in a happy life at home?
你相不相信耶稣能够把父母和孩子的关系修好？
Do you believe that Jesus is able to help you physically?
你相不相信耶稣能够在身体的健康上帮助。
Do you believe that Jesus is able to help you financially?
你相不相信耶稣能够在你的财务上帮助你？
Do you believe that Jesus is able to save your soul?
你相不相信耶稣能够救你的灵魂？
To forgive your sin.
去赦免你的罪呢？
To accept you into his family.
接受你进到他的家呢？
You see, the question is, do you believe that Jesus is able, and then you fill in the blank?
所以问题是，这个句式里面，你相不相信耶稣能？这个后面的空格是你来填。
What is it in your life that you need Jesus to help you with?
在你的生命当中，你有什么样的事需要耶稣来帮助你？
And then we ask you, do you believe he's able to do that?
然后我就问你，你相不相信他能做呢？
God is the God of the impossible.
神是无所不能的神，行奇事的神。
I mean, there are so many stories about people being rescued, people being saved, families being put back together. No man could do that, only Jesus could.
如此多的美好的见证，人被救了，是婚姻被修复了，没有人能够做，只有耶稣可以。
This is really a good question.
这是一个非常好的问题。
Jesus said, "Do you believe I am able?"
耶稣问你，你相不相信我能做？
They said, "We believe that you are able."
所以他们说呢，主啊，我们信。
Look at verse 29.
二十九节。
Then he touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, let it be to you.
照着你们的信给你们成全了，耶稣就摸他们的眼睛说。
Now this is really, you can see this happening. This is better than watching movies because when I read the scriptures, I see the truth. Movies sometimes don't have the truth, okay? But when I read the scriptures, I got it. Two blind men walking, following Jesus, into the house, have the conversation. Do you believe I'm able? Yes, I believe you're able. And then, touches their eyes. And says, according to your faith, according to your faith, be healed.
所以这里他们就一直跟着主哈，然后耶稣就摸了他们的眼睛，说按着你们的信，照着你们的信成全你们。
Now let's don't be confused about what's going on here.
所以我们不要很糊涂很搞混了这个现在在发生什么事情。
Someone might say if they had a little faith, they could see just a little bit.
有的人会说呢，我们只要有一点点小信心，我们的信心小呢，我们就看见的东西就少。
They had lots of faith, they could see really clear.
如果他有很大的信心呢，他们就看得很远，很清楚。
It is not how much faith we have; it is do you believe.
所以这个不是在讲你有多大的信心，而是你到底信或者不信。
God never tells us if you have a cup of faith, or you have a truckload of faith, or you have a mountain of faith. He said, if you just believe, just.
所以神没有说你有一辈子的信心，还是一车，还是一山，一座整山的信心。他说你就是信。
The day that I trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior, everybody has to do this. You have to have faith in order to be saved. You got to believe God, okay?
所以每一个人其实都需要做这个，你要信靠他，相信神。
When I say God, I believe that Jesus.Is your son? I believe he died for me. I believe he rose again. I believe that he is my savior. I accept that. That is all by faith.
所以我们在对着神说，我相信耶稣是神的圣子替我死了。我相信自己是个罪人。这都是凭着信心去相信的。
Now remember, faith is just believing what God said He would do.
所以信心是什么呢？就是相信神说的他要做的事。
That day that I trusted Jesus as my Savior, I suspect that the Father in heaven might have said to one of the angels, bring me the biggest magnifying glass we got in heaven.I want to see if there's some faith down here. And he said, oh, there it is, there it is. There's some faith.
对，我在我得救的那一天，我猜天上一定是神跟天使说，来，把我那最大号的那个放大镜拿过来，我来看看不看得到一点点小信心。然后他说，哎，看见了，看见了，这里有一点点小信心，有一个叫 Joe 的得救了。
Will you believe? That's the point. Will you believe?
这真正的点就是你信不信，你会不会信他。
So, instead of thinking, if you have a little faith, you'll be healed a little, he said, if you believe according to that faith, according to your belief, you will be healed.
所以他这里并没有在讲你有多大的信心，他就说按照你的信，只要这么一点就够了。
Okay, so what happened in verse 30?
在三十节发生什么呢？
Their eyes were opened.
他们的眼睛就开了。
Unless you have been impaired, had a problem with your eyesight, you probably cannot appreciate what it would mean to get your sight.
除非你自己也是瞎了再重见光明的啊，你很难去理解这个，或者很难借着这个去感恩重新有眼见的这个恩典是多大。
My father had eye problems most of his life, and after several operations on one eye, they had to remove the eye, so one eye gone.The other eye was very, very poor sight in the other eye.
我的父亲呢，一生在这个视力上都非常糟糕。那他一只眼睛呢，经过几次手术以后，只能彻底的拿走了。另一只眼睛的视力极其极其的少。 这些差。
So one day the doctor said to him, "We can perform an operation, and if the operation is successful, you can have very good vision in your only eye now."
那有一天，医生跟他说呢，我们现在给你动个手术。如果手术成功呢，你剩下那只眼睛会有很好的视力。
My dad said, "How successful is the operation? And if it doesn't work, what happens?"
然后我父亲就问他呢，这得有多成功才算成功呢？那假设不成功会怎么办呢
？The doctor said it is 95% successful, but if it is not successful, you will see nothing.
然后呢，医生说呢，大概有95%的概率，95%你是成功的。但若是呢5%呢，那这只眼就没又没了。
Oh. So for another year, I forget, maybe 2 years, with very poor vision, my dad could get around. He could until the vision was almost gone.
然后又过了一段时间啊，我的父亲的眼视力几乎就没了。
And he decided to take the chance.To have the operation,
所以他决定去试一下这个手术。
And the operation was a complete success.
Amen. And
my dad's vision in his only eye was restored with glasses back to 20/20 or whatever.
所以他的视力在手术呢非常成功之后，借着眼镜能够基本恢复到正常。
He could see.I've never lost vision in my eyes, so it's very difficult for me to appreciate that. But can you imagine these men seeing for the very first time?
所以我从来没有失掉过我的视力，所以我不知道重得视力之后的这个喜乐和感恩会有多少。你能想象这两个人他们的情形吗？
Who was the first person they saw?
他们第一眼看见的是谁呀、啊、
Jesus
是耶稣
It's kind of like this, you know. When you get new life
当你有了新的生命的时候
You get new sight.
你有了新的眼界。
Who's the first person you see?
谁是你第一个见的人呢？耶稣。
You see Jesus. Oh, not with my physical eyes, but with my heart, with my mind, with my spiritual eyes.
不是用我的肉眼看见的，是我的心，我的属灵的眼睛。我第一个看见的是耶稣。
Okay, we got to hurry along. Notice in verse 30, their eyes were open, they got sight. Then Jesus warned them, and he said, "Don't tell anybody."
耶稣就警告嘱咐他们说，不要告诉任何人。
Imagine, don't tell anybody.
你想一想，不要告诉任何人。
How hard would that be?
这是多么难的事。
That would be very hard.
非常难的。
Matter of fact, they couldn't do it.
所以实际上他做不到。
They couldn't do it. You say, well, why did Jesus not want anybody to know?
那你会问的，为什么耶稣不想让别人知道呢？
You see, Jesus was coming as the Messiah, not as a faith healer.
所以耶稣来呀，他来是做弥赛亚。
He wanted,
他不是一个信心的医治者来的。
He wanted the people to accept him as the Son of God, the Son of David, the King of Israel, and not for what he could do for them, but who he is.
所以耶稣来是想让人知道他是神的圣子，他是大卫的子孙，他是那个救赎主，而不是去相信他所做的事情，不是要每个人要接受的是他是谁，而不是他做的事情。
You know, it's the same thing today, really. Jesus wants you to love him for who he is.
所以今天也是一样，耶稣想让你爱他，他是的那个人，而不是爱他所做的事。
And I want you to think about this. He told them not to tell anybody, and they went and told everybody. The first thing they did was disobey the one that healed them.
所以你会看见呢，耶稣告诉他们不要告诉别人知道，他们出去就传遍了那地方。他们做的得医治以后的第一件事就是违背了神的话。
Do you know that quite often when a person gets saved and the Lord has forgiven them of their sins and given them new life and new sight and new sound, one of the first things they do is disobey the Lord.
我们也常常是一样的，当我们得救了，我们得到一个新的生命以后，我们常做的第一件事也依然是悖逆神。
You think Jesus knew they were going to disobey him? I think so.
耶稣其实是知道他们会悖逆他的。
But he had mercy on them anyhow.
但是他依然对他们有怜悯。
And he's going to have mercy on you and me anyhow.
他也对你和我有怜悯。
We don't want to disobey him, but when we do, he's going to have mercy on us anyhow.
对，我们不是本意愿意去不顺服他的，但我们如果真的做了呢，他对我们还是怜悯依然在的。
Well, that's our lesson for today. If you have any questions afterwards,
那我们今天的内容
I'll be here.
如果大家有之后有问题，我会在这里。
And for any of you that don't come to prayer meeting tonight at 7:30, I am continuing the study on Jesus is Lord, the Lord of our life.
对于今天晚上会来祷告会的。然后我们今天晚上会继续讲另外一个系列，就是耶稣是主。
And you are more than welcome to come.
也欢迎大家能来听。
Harold, maybe you should close in prayer.
一起来祷告。
Amen. Lord, we've been humbled. We've been spoken to. We've been encouraged. In some respects, we've been rebuked. by the story of today.
主啊，我们现在来到您的面前，我们谦卑，我们被教导，甚至我们被您的话劝慰，指责，在今天的这个讲道里面。
And Lord, as we look at it, we say, well, now if this worked for those two men, then the same could work for us.
是吧？如果这两个人说的话，他们所喊叫的话能够对我们有用。
And when we realize what happened to them, there is within us, Lord, that which simply says, "Me too."
我们意识到呢，对他们有益的这些话呢，我们也会说，我们也要，我们也是。
If the Lord Jesus Christ came to do all these good things for them, why not for me?
如果耶稣能给他们行如此美好的事，为什么不在我身上做呢？
And so our hearts respond.
所以我们的心也要回应这样的事。
And we say, Lord, we've got a little bit of faith. We would like you to have mercy on us too.
主啊，我们会说呢，我们也有一点小的信心，希望您的怜悯也在我们身上。
And it's true, Lord, we don't always need physical sight.
主啊，是的，我们不都是需要那。肉体的眼见。
And Lord, the fact is that every one of us need your mercy.
但事实是我们每一个人都需要您的怜悯。
And we pray that you will be gracious to us and enable us to be bold enough to say, Lord, have mercy on me.
主啊，求您的怜悯在我们身上，让我们足够的勇敢向您呼求，叫您，呼叫您的恩典。
We need your mercy, Lord, because of our sin.
主啊，我们需要您的怜悯，因为我们是罪人。
We need mercy because of our circumstances.
因为我们所处的环境。
We believe, Lord, that you want to give us mercy because of your character and your glory.
主啊，我们知道您特别愿意给我们怜悯，是因为您的本性，您的荣耀。
And so, Lord, we pray that each of us will from our hearts now say, Lord, have mercy on me.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人从心底里跟您说，主啊，求你怜悯我。
Thank you, Lord, for the message from the Lord Jesus Christ to us today.
也谢谢您 借着耶稣基督把这样的信息给我们。
And we thank you in His name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.